Welcome. Today we're discussing the booming AI data center industry and its impact on job creation. It's a hot topic, full of surprises.
I'm all ears. Everyone's talking about AI, but what's the real story with these data centers and jobs?
Well, this article from Business Insider paints a fascinating picture. A PwC study claims data centers contributed a whopping 4.7 million jobs to the U.S. economy from 2017 to 2023. But there's a catch.
A catch?
Most of these jobs aren't with the tech giants like Amazon, Google, or Meta. They're largely attributed to the multiplier effect.
Multiplier effect? Sounds like economic jargon to me. Explain, please.
Basically, it means that data centers create jobs indirectly. Think construction workers building the centers, service industry jobs around the centers, restaurants, hotels, you name it.
So not the high-paying tech jobs everyone imagines.
Exactly. While companies like Amazon are investing billions in data center expansion, the actual permanent staffing at these facilities is relatively small.
So politicians touting thousands of jobs from these projects are stretching the truth.
The article highlights an example with Amazon's data center expansion in Ohio. Governor DeWine boasted thousands of jobs, but the official filings committed Amazon to just over 1,000 with no guarantee of full-time positions.
Wow, that's quite a discrepancy, but the PwC study, 4.7 million jobs, that's a huge number.
Yes, but the study, which was commissioned by a data center industry lobbying group, counts indirect and induced jobs. Only about 600,000 were actual direct data center jobs.
I see. So there's some debate about the accuracy of this multiplier effect.
Absolutely. One expert quoted in the article called the 4.7 million figure head-shaking and suggested a much smaller multiplier would be more realistic.
Interesting. So where are the real job opportunities in this data center boom?
Construction. Skilled labor is crucial for building these complex facilities. Think specialized cooling systems, natural gas turbines, high-tech server equipment. It's not your average construction site.
So a boom for construction workers, not necessarily for tech professionals.
Pretty much. Plus, the ongoing maintenance of these centers also requires skilled workers. It's a continuous need.
Fascinating. So the AI data center boom is creating jobs, just not in the way most people might think.
Exactly. It's a nuanced situation, and it's important to look beyond the headlines and understand the real impact on the job market. It's about construction, maintenance, and the ripple effect on local economies. Anyway, that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.